Your morning team shows on WSGW. It's 8:41. You say it and we play it. Even if we're the ones saying it. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. And yes, it's the Tramps! Disco Inferno. So I know, Art Lewis, you were dying to hear that in your home studio, weren't you, this morning?
Yeah, I just couldn't wait.
I got to see them live. 1996.
This is just a cool beat.
Another why.
Because it's for music like this.
Oh, yeah. Turn it up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo!
You know, we made fun of it, the disco era, and a lot of the music really was bad.
But some of it
was pretty good.
And it's the test of time.
Yeah, it's fun.
And, you know, think how influential it is still today in music. I mean, yeah. I mean, we talked about the Bee Gees yesterday, right?
Yep.
I mean, think about all that. Yeah, you're right. There was, but that's like with any genre. There are a lot of bad rock songs, a lot of bad standards music that I can't stand. But, you know, but then for every bad song, you got Frank Sinatra, right, in the standard era. For every bad rock and roll song, you got a great Stone song. You know, that's just how it is in any genre.
Great Stone songs?
Art Lewis.
Art Lewis is like, he is not on fire today. He is not on fire.
He's the realist in the group, folks. He's the realist in the group.
He can't get no satisfaction. No.
Very nice.
Oh.
There'll be no response from Art because he can't give you an early Stone song. So you
Art, get off of my cloud.
Oh!
No satisfaction.
Oh, jeez.
Art, sometimes you just can't get what you want.
Okay.
See, we can keep going.
On and on and on.
It's all right. I have my own collection. I can always get what I want.
I need help with this story here, guys. Maybe I'm missing something. You tell me. It's just a brief one. And it comes from Waterboro, Maine. It says here that a man in Waterboro, Maine, was apparently stopped by police. There was a stolen car report, and when the police got there, there was this guy, and they thought, well, we want to talk to this guy. It turns out that the guy, he wasn't a suspect in the stolen car, but they've discovered by running his name that he was involved in, and he was wanted for an outstanding warrant.
Hmm.
So, okay, so there's, all right, so fine, we're going to take him in. Mm-hmm. So he's taken in, and he tries to post bail for an outstanding warrant.
Okay.
$200 mm-hmm. bail, okay?
Got it.
Okay.
He tries to pay the $200 in counterfeit money.
Well,
use two counterfeit $100 bills to pay his $200 bail for the outstanding warrant for an arrest he had.
Huh. I'd say his bail just went up.
Yeah. Well, this is my problem. The story then goes on to say that he was returned to jail then with the additional charge of forgery. Later in the day, it says the man was able to post $100 in bail.
Hey, all right.
What kind of money?
Is this legitimate?
Well, my question is, how does he go from $200 in bail for an outstanding warrant to only $100 in bail for forgery?
Well, maybe that's the going price. I don't know.
But what about the original bail that he couldn't pay that he tried to pay? Why isn't it not $300 in total?
Not sure. Well,
apparently, a real $100 bill is worth more than two fake.
Yeah.
I read the story a couple of times. Again, I'm lousy in math, but this doesn't add up to me. This guy seems to me he did better off by trying to forged original bail
because the bail went down. Here. There's something missing here.
Yeah,
because you know if he passed counterfeit bills,
yeah,
now he's facing federal charges. I don't think a $100 bail is going to satisfy a federal charge.
Yeah, it doesn't even mention that. That's a good point. He just says forgery. It doesn't even say anything about the counterfeit. It just says you know forgery. I'm assuming is for the counterfeit bills, but
mm-hmm.
his bail went down apparently. And he still doesn't say he posted the original $200 for his outstanding warrant charge.
Well, you see, then he made a mistake. With that second $100 that he had to post, he should have posted another counterfeit bill, and his bail would have gone down to $50. So
that's the way it sounds. Like I said, just a weird story.
I got a text from Richard that said, you guys are on a roll this morning. We're on a roll, but no rock. Rock or doesn't want to rock.
8:47 on WSGW. Hey, real quick on this, because I had a listener ask me about this, and I have information. I know you covered it in news Dave. The state of Michigan is joining other states. The governor today she's supposed to announce the details of the Michigan Shot to Win sweepstakes to help boost vaccinations.
Yeah, big partnership with Meijer and other people, I guess.
Yeah, it says here Meijer is that, and the Michigan Association of United Ways. Mm-hmm. Any resident 18 or older who has gotten at least one dose of vaccine is eligible. So even if you've already participated, I'm guessing, though, for the folks who've already been completely vaccinated, sorry.
Well, that's all right.
But it's called it's the MI shot to win sweepstakes, Michigan shot. Yeah. And it's also for teens aged 12 to 17. There's going to be a chance to win one of nine Michigan Education Trust charitable tuition program contracts valued at $55,000.
That's heavy.
Yeah. The scholarships can be used to pay for tuition and mandatory fees at a college or university in accordance with the MET terms and conditions.
Must be a Michigan school.
Yeah. A lot of people already have those Michigan Education Trusts, but here's a chance to for the kids to get their vaccinations and maybe get in on the sweepstakes as well. I can see some mom and dads encouraging.
Absolutely.
Little Jack or Jill there. College isn't that far off. Here's a way we can get you a little cash there.
All right, guys. You've inundated me with all of your music, so I just got to play a little of mine just to get back into the reality of the world, you know.
Walking past your house.
That's okay. That's all right.
There you go. That's the kind of music I grew up
with. That's all right. That's all right, too. I like that music, too. And that's not bad.
Yeah, late 50s.
Yeah.
On the shade.
That's when Charlie used to do his morning thing where we go back on.
That's when Charlie wasn't even a gleam
40,
in his
50, 60, 70 years.
Charlie wasn't even a gleam in his mother's eye when the song was played.
Wow. Okay. Charlie's speechless. Can I just, real quick, I just want to say it's just because Charlie was bringing up what we're trying to do here in Michigan. I think if I'm reading the stats correctly, only 47% of Michiganders have been fully vaccinated. So I'm all for trying to find ways to get more people vaccinated, especially when I saw this headline from Bloomberg News yesterday. It's something. All right, everybody? So just listen. It says nearly 19% more Americans died in 2020 than in 2019. This is the biggest such increase since 1918 when deaths rose by 30%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Deadly pandemics will do that.
That's what lowered our average death rate, too.
Yep.
Lowered the age.
So get vaccinated if you can, everybody.
And listen today for the official announcement from the governor about the Michigan Shot to Win sweepstakes.